this is the second time I'm recording this episode. So welcome. Welcome to the season finale of Confessions of a Serial Philosopher. Season one is ending today. It was a trial run to see what I needed to do in preparation for the next season, which will be way more exciting. I'm going to be interviewing local people live here in Charlottesville, Virginia. They're going to be up-and-coming entrepreneurs, small business owners, artists, singers, singers and musicians, same thing. And yeah, just any greedy person that I really want to talk to. It's going to be great. But today is the last episode, and I wanted to chat about finding the sweet spot in life, business, and your spiritual life. Do you know what that is? But first, I need to tell you who I am. What am I all about? Why am I here? What am I doing with this crazy podcast? And, you know, all the goods. So, my name is Amy Seiler. I am the creative guru and founder of a business called Junkie Gypsy Inspirations. And it is a health and wellness business geared towards women. I am not discriminating against men. It's just geared towards women because that's who I am. And the things that I discuss, talk about, lead, teach, and share are all geared towards women. I do sell essential oils for health and wellness. I teach workshops that center around meditation, personal, mental, and physical healing, yoga, and just some fun workshops like worship dance, dance and hooping, and various things like that. I am a hippie by nature. My mother gave birth to me in 1976, and she's always said that I should have been an adult in 1976. I agree, but it wasn't so. So here I am, which is all good. I'm a mama to four amazing children that I had all before the age of 25. Not sure why I threw that in there, but I felt it was relevant. They are all grown up except for my youngest, who's 17. I'm a stepmama to one who in age fits in between the oldest and then her and then the three youngest. But yeah, that's me. So I'm a mama bear. I'm also an artist. I love to create a fun vintage boho chic ups, Etsy type stuff out of trash. I love thrift stores. And I'm definitely a writer. I am a writer. I have two books on Amazon currently. One of them is called Life Above the Line. It's a small ebook that is in the Junkie Gypsy Abundant Life series. And then I created a marriage journal called Simple Seeds. And that says by Amy Seiler, not Junkie Gypsy. So today's episode is the last episode of the season. I'm going to take probably till September to regroup and get ready for season two. And to share about how do we find the sweet spot? How do we align ourselves in such a way that our life, our business, whether we work for ourselves or for others, and our spiritual life all flow consistently in a perfect little dance? So how does that happen? Well, you have to know yourself, first of all. You have to know who you are and what you're all about. And you have to be serious about your time. You have to be disciplined about your time and intentional in planning out your days. Some people choose to not do those things. Then they wake up, you know, they might wake up in the morning, and this was me probably about 15 years ago. Wake up in the morning, get your cup of coffee, and then get the kids up for school or whatever. You do that, but you're so frazzled, you're in a crazy daze because you're rushing around to beat the clock in the morning. Get them off, and then you rush to get dressed, take a shower, get dressed for work, whatever. And then you're off to work. Well, you get to work, you're so frazzled that you probably put yourself in a really bad mood. And for women, that happens more often than not, I will tell you that. Because we are not designed to just pursue life in that manner. Women are not designed for that. Not for that chaotic disarray. There are some women that would argue with me on that, because maybe that's just the way they are. Maybe they just enjoy the chaos. I do not agree with that. They either have a lazy spirit, or they have no passion for their life, or they just don't know how to be disciplined. So the biggest thing, and what I'm saying right now, is learning how to pursue a life of discipline and integrity if you want to be successful at anything. Those are the two things that you must conquer. So you might be saying, well, how do I do that? Well, like with any other skill you learn, it takes time and it takes practice. Start with one thing. So you want to be more disciplined, well, with your time. Then start preparing the night before. Simple little task to get you into creating the habits that will lead you to success. By that, I mean, set your coffee pot the night before. Have it ready to go for in the morning. It's one less thing you have to think about. Get your clothes out the night before so you don't have to think about that the next morning. Two very easy things to do to get you into a habit of discipline. And do not take Saturday and Sunday off. You need to be doing these things 7 days a week with no breaks. Because if you give yourself a break, you're going to give yourself a break the next day too. Once you fall into that trap, it keeps going. So, and I've done that myself many a times. But once you've built up that habit and you've done it for like at least 10 days, then you're ready to look at what you need to do as far as time. How is your time being spent in your day? Are you wasting a lot of your minutes? Do you find yourself at night going, where did the whole day go? I didn't get anything done. Do you find yourself doing that a lot, or maybe just a little bit? Figure that out first. Once you've figured that out, the next step is to, if you're a digital gal, then get out your Google Calendar, or if you're like me and you need to write it down, get a planner. Open it up and list your top three things that you need to get done every day. I'm just using this as an example. The first thing would be brush your teeth, get dressed, and maybe you exercise in the morning and maybe not, but that's what you've got to figure out. What are your top three priorities in your day? And then once you get that planned out, you put that into your time slots so that you can successfully do those in the allotted amount of time that you set for yourself. So then after that, you'll want to stick with that for about 21 days because it takes that long to create the habits. I know it sounds like a really long time, maybe you're already good at it. If you are and it's not an issue and you're not struggling in that area, then go ahead the next week and add two. And when you add to it, you're going to want to make sure that you allow enough time in each area. Like, okay, 5 minutes to brush your teeth. Fine, done. No biggie, right? But if you're like me and you have to write a blog post, you need to, you know, schedule 30 minutes to an hour for the research of the topic and then the writing of the blog post. You know, it's things like that you have to be disciplined in to be successful. Now, I have a mentor that I've been following her, and she's been unknowingly teaching me for 3 years. And she came up with this genius idea yesterday and said that she sets the alarms on her phones to go off at several different times during the day so that she can do a double take and make sure that she is in alignment with the things that she set out to get done that day. And I thought that was just brilliant, because when the alarm goes off, you can regroup and you're like, oh, am I doing that? Did I do that? Let me think. No, I need to get that done now before the next alarm goes off. So it just keeps you accountable to yourself, really. And it's a genius. So I started doing that. Today is an exception because I'm recording this last episode, whereas I would be, you know, working on writing one of my workshops right now or something in that effect. But I'm recording this podcast, so that's why I'm taking a walk, because when I walk, I think better. More inspiration comes to me. I get a lot of my creative downloads come while I'm walking. So that's why I walk. And I have to schedule that into my day, because if I didn't schedule that in my day, I'd end up wasting time being a wanderer. And that's just a thief right there, just aimlessly wandering. It steals your day away. So my little walk today consisted of recording this podcast for you all. Let's see. So this week, I started what I call 40 days, 40 minutes. So for 40 days, I am taking 40 minutes, not one 40-minute set, but I'm taking, I think, 7 40-minute blocks. And each 40-minute block consists of an activity or something that I need to do. So the first 40 minutes of my day, obviously for me, it goes to prayer, meditation, study of the word, and coffee. That's what I do. First 40 minutes of the day is a non-negotiable for me. And then the second set of 40 minutes, I actually move into exercise or yoga. After that, I move into another 40-minute slot. The next 40-minute slot now could be, for me, it could be listening to music, worship, or it could be, you know, dancing or doing a little bit more yoga, but it will consist of movement and kind of fun stuff. Then the next 40-minute block after that, I move into work as an entrepreneur, which means that I move into either researching a topic and studying, or writing a blog post, or creating my workshops, or doing social media posts, any of those things that will happen in the next 40-minute slot. Then I will break for lunch or a snack, and then the next 40-minute slot will consist of live video, recording a class, some sort of recording, because I do that every day. and then the next 40 minute slot, I can't remember, but I know there's another one. It's I'm trying to think. Well, it has to do with working on my business, but a different aspect of my business. So it's just another space to create, to evolve, and to figure out what else I've got scheduled, which it could be like answering emails or technical stuff like that, those sort of things, because it has to get done. So that's like my not so fun 40 minute slot. I mean, I could move that up, which I might do, because we all want to eat the frog early, get the thing we hate the most out of the way first, so that the rest of our day we can enjoy. So I may end up moving that to the top just so I can get it out of the way. So I'll find a lot this week trying that. So far I haven't really gotten to that, so that needs to happen. But my point is that I'm doing this journey so that I can become more self-disciplined, because that is my desire, that's my passion. And that's the way I'm going to level up again in my life, you know? It's being accountable. So that's, once it becomes, or this 40 minutes, once it becomes natural and I don't have to think about it, like, you know, it just gets into a flow, that is the sweet spot. That is where you want to be. When you don't even have to think about it, you just know. You're like this, 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 this. And at the end of your day, you look at it and you're like, wow, I accomplished everything I intended to do. And it was amazing. And I think all of us really desire to get to that place. And there are a lot of people that actually get there, like Ange Peters. She is phenomenally self-disciplined. Such a good example to follow. And then every time that she feels a need that she has to level up, she shares it, because she is like being accountable by sharing, seeing that this is going to happen. So every time that she grows in that, she shares it. And then I get to listen to it and take that action on my life so that I can grow more too. So that's why I wanted that to be on purpose topic that we're discussing. So that you guys will level up in your life, because that's what it's all about. So find the sweet spot for you, whether you're a stay-at-home mom with littles, whether you still work outside the home, whether you're in school, whatever you've got going, the idea is for you to find that sweet spot, that groovy flow that you can get into in your life and in your business and in your spiritual walk. And it is such a sweet feeling. It is so amazing to know that you are doing exactly what you are meant to do with passion and purpose every day. And that's what I'm striving for in my life. So I just encourage you to take some of the little nuggets of wisdom that I shared today and apply those to your life so that you can get to your sweet spot, because really it is phenomenal. So I encourage you, as always, to live with intention, to love with passion, to learn for life, and to get crazy inspired to change your corner of the world. And I love you. Until next season, which will be in September, have a beautiful rest of the summer. Get ready, because this podcast is definitely going to change and be a bit more professional in the upcoming months. And it'll be full of awesome interviews too. So look out for that when I do launch. But thank you for those of you that listen. Be sure to keep up to date with my blog post on junkiegypsyinspirations.wordpress.com or on my Instagram at junkiegypsyinspirations. Until then, have a beautiful day. Mwah.